It's June 23rd. You're listening to the President's Daily Brief. I'm your host and former CIA officer, Brian Dean Wright. Your morning intel starts now. The brief you're about to hear is in the same spirit of the actual President's Daily Brief, which is a top secret summary of the most critical events in the past 24 hours, all delivered to the president each day by the nation's spymasters. And so, ladies and gentlemen, I am your spy, and this is your brief. Here's what we're going to be talking about this morning. First up, the war of attrition between Russia and Ukraine got a big jolt this week from a very unlikely place. That's India. We're going to talk about what the government in New Delhi is doing that will prop up Moscow and why that makes Ukraine more financially dependent on you. As always, I'm keeping an eye out for developing stories. Put these two on your radar. You probably saw the headlines yesterday that interest rates are going up and a recession is possible. But there's one thing that you might not have heard, and it's about credit cards. We'll discuss. Finally, a report out yesterday from Microsoft that confirms Moscow is targeting American energy plants with cyber attacks. We'll talk about what Microsoft found and how that fits with my warnings to you. All up next on the President's Daily Brief.
Hey, everyone. Mike Baker here. Let me talk to you about something that, well, frankly, you probably don't want to talk about, and that's debt. Look, if you're in debt, you go to bed thinking about it, and you wake up thinking about it, right? It can ruin your life. And here's the truth. The system can trap you in debt. High-interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. And insane inflation, well, it can keep you stuck paycheck to paycheck. Now, Done With Debt is your lifeline. Done With Debt has an ingenious new strategy to help erase your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. Done With Debt analyzes all the debt options that you qualify for. They know how to reduce bills, and they know how to cut interest rates. Their skilled staff and negotiators know how to get debt out of your life permanently, without bankruptcy and without a loan. Done With Debt are the experts in brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. But you need to hurry, because some debt solutions are time-sensitive. And here's how easy they make it. Go to donewithdebt.com. That's it. donewithdebt.com.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been delivering on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's greatest heroes. Heroes who put their lives on the line to protect our country and our communities. Heroes like Bristol, Connecticut Police Sergeant Dustin DeMonte. After responding to a domestic violence incident, he sustained fatal gunshot wounds. He left behind his expectant wife and two children. Thanks to the generosity of people like you, Tunnel to Towers paid the mortgage on the DeMonte family home, lifting a financial burden. As his loved ones mourned the decorated officer's loss, they welcomed a miracle, the child he would never get to meet. So many families need your help. Please help America's heroes and their young families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. 95 cents out of every dollar you donate goes to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
First up this morning on the PDB, as you all know, there is a war of attrition between Russia and Ukraine, and has been for a few months now. Now, that is a battle between two nations where neither side has a real knockout punch. So they're going to stay locked in a grudge match until one basically wears down the other. Well, that battle got a big jolt this week from a very unlikely place, and that is India. So while that country has officially declared itself neutral in the war, they're actually doing something to help Moscow. And that means that someone else is going to have to help Kiev, and that someone is you. So let's dive into the details this morning to figure out exactly what's going on. Earlier this week, oil industry executives in New Delhi quietly admitted that the Indian government has given them a direct order to buy huge volumes of Russian oil. The reason is actually pretty simple. India doesn't produce enough of its own oil, enough of its own energy, to meet domestic demand. And like much of the world, it's having a really hard time keeping gas and diesel prices low. And that's a very big deal in a country with 1.3 billion people, give or take, about 10% of whom live in poverty. And so these Indian oil executives are answering the call of their government, and they're slurping up a whole bunch of Russia's discounted oil. To understand exactly what we're talking about and how much, consider this. In February, just before the war, India was buying about 30,000 barrels of Russian oil a day. But now, it's 1 million barrels a day. So Indian officials are obviously sensitive to the optics here, as you probably would expect. And they have said, quote, "We don't send people out there saying, go buy Russian oil. We're just sending people out there and saying, go buy oil." That, by the way, was from India's foreign minister earlier this month. A little bit of a cheeky response there, but nevertheless. They are also playing some cat and mouse games here to avoid detection. And there are some Indian tankers that are actually shutting off their tracking devices and then parking themselves in different places around the world, mostly near the Mediterranean Sea. And then Russian tankers pull up alongside them. And they empty or swap out the cargo, and then they all go about their merry way. For what it's worth, the Biden administration knows that all of this is happening. And in fact, they previously begged New Delhi not to do this, not to profit from the Ukraine war with cheap Russian oil, because Europe and America are the ones who are actually paying the price. That message was actually delivered by someone named Amos Hochstein. He's actually Biden's energy guru. And obviously, it didn't matter because New Delhi isn't going to play ball. So, headline here, we've got India filling up Russia's pocketbooks, all kinds of cash flowing into Moscow, and that in turn is allowing Putin to keep his war engine going very strong. In fact, in the last few months, Moscow has actually increased the salaries of their contract soldiers to around $4,000 a month, and that's actually a pretty big jump in pay for them. Plus, they're now getting bonuses for destroying certain numbers of planes or tanks. So you add all of this up together. So India's purchases, plus the brief that I gave you on China dramatically increasing their purchases too. Well, you've got a very clear pattern, don't you? Russia is going to have more than enough money, at least for a good number of months, to keep up their part of the war of attrition. The question is, will Kiev? So if I were briefing the president in the White House this morning, the message would be pretty simple. The longer that this war goes on, the higher the price will be paid by American taxpayers. And that's because India is propping up Moscow. China is too. In fact, there are a lot of countries around the world who are buying Russia's oil, both openly and secretly. And that means that we are on the hook to prop up Ukraine in response, all to keep that war of attrition even, to the tune of about $100 billion a year based on our past spend rates. And that's just not sustainable, namely because we are issuing debt to pay for all of that. We're putting it on America's credit card. Plus, it's just not fair. Europe either can't or won't pay for what they should, despite this conflict being in their backyard. I've briefed you on that previously. Meanwhile, the longer that this war drags on, the more it'll wreck Europe's economy, and they're a trillion-dollar trade partner of ours. And perhaps most importantly, the longer that this war goes on, well, the greater the chances that we're going to end up in a direct confrontation with Russia, brought on by some accidental downing of a plane or a purposeful sinking of a ship. So, frankly, in my view, my counsel is that we have two choices. Either we walk away now, we cut our losses, and we force Europe to deal with this, or we find ways to compel Vladimir Putin and Volodymyr Zelensky to show up at the negotiating table and end this thing. Because in a war of attrition, it's not just Moscow or Kiev that's going to lose. It'll be America's taxpayers, too. Coming up, a closer look at what's on my radar.
When looking at today's financial environment, it's clear that we're experiencing concerning economic shifts that can impact your retirement savings. We've got stubborn inflation, soaring interest rates, and astronomical debt that, by the way, is still growing. Now, these things could drain your savings of their value. The good news is that there's a time-tested way to protect your financial future, and that's gold and silver. American Hartford Gold can ship physical precious metals right to your door, or you could store your precious metals in a tax and penalty-free gold IRA. American Hartford Gold can help shield your wealth from this economic turbulence. If you have retirement funds that you can't afford to lose, now is the time to call American Hartford Gold. They'll show you how to protect your savings and retirement accounts by diversifying your portfolio with physical gold and silver, with amazing customer service, top-tier products, and a buyback commitment. American Hartford Gold has earned a 5-star rating from thousands of reviews and an A+ from the Better Business Bureau. Use the promo code PDB, and they'll give you up to $5,000 of free silver on your first order. So call 866-292-9200. to 9990 or text PDB to 998899. Again, that's 866-292-2990 or text PDB to 998899. Did you know that Fast Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the U.S.? Well, it is, with over 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. Look, have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? I know, who needs woes and wasted weekends? Finding fast-growing trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure. It is a complete time saver. From fruit trees to houseplants, they've got it all, and it's delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And listeners to the President's Daily Brief can get an extra 15% off by using promo code PDB at checkout. Go to fastgrowingtrees.com and use promo code PDB at checkout.
As always, I'm watching a few other stories this morning. Put these two on your radar. You probably saw headlines yesterday of the Federal Reserve Chairman confirming that a U.S. recession is a very distinct possibility. Now, the LA Times, which is a liberal newspaper, went even further, saying that a recession looks inevitable. Their words, by the way, not mine. The reasons for this likely recession are several, but a big one is the Federal Reserve's commitment to increasing interest rates. They did that earlier this month, as you know, and they're likely going to do it again next month. And they're doing that because when interest rates go up, economic activity tends to go down, and along with it, inflation. In other words, they're going to throw some sand in the gears of our economic engine to slow it down because it's overheating. So, yes, in order to crush inflation, they're going to crush part of our economy along with it. Now, obviously, that is a very controversial approach, and it's part of the reason why the Federal Reserve has so many critics. You can and should dive into that topic, by the way, exploring exactly who the Federal Reserve is. But for the purposes of this brief, I want to focus on two other things that were mentioned in the conversation between the Fed chairman and lawmakers who were all talking yesterday. First, the chairman said that the war in Ukraine is not responsible for inflation, which is correct, but it contradicts Joe Biden, who said just Sunday that the biggest driver of inflation in this country is Putin's war in Ukraine, the Putin price hike, in other words. Well, the Fed chairman swatted down that suggestion, didn't he? I suppose we might call that fake news now. But second, there was also a conversation about credit cards. There were a record 537 million credit card accounts in America during the first quarter of this year. And that's a jump of 31 million accounts over the past year. And my goodness, we are all using those cards. In April, Americans were carrying credit card balances of $1.1 trillion. And that number is expected to go up. Although how much and for how long, economists aren't really sure. It's possible that people could pull back from spending, given that prices or inflation are still both raging. So we should ask then, what, if anything, can we do about this credit card crunch? Is there anything that we might do in terms of policy to help Americans who are clearly charging their way through this crisis? Well, one of the ways is, of course, capping credit card interest rates, which will go up every single time that the Fed raises their rates. And we've discussed that idea before on the PDB. There are some pros and cons to doing that. But there's also another way, and that is lowering or capping late fee charges. You see, banks charge up to $30 the first time that a customer is late, and then $41 for each additional late payment. That's according to the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Well, all told, credit card issuers collect about $12 billion in late fees each year. Again, there are different reasons to support or oppose this idea of capping late fees, but the Biden administration said yesterday that it is going to spend the next couple of months studying this idea and then perhaps proposing new rule changes that will reduce those late fees. But if any changes come from this study, it won't be anytime soon. Probably not until next year, in fact, at the earliest, because of a bunch of different bureaucratic reasons. But if any changes come from that studying of the idea, it won't be anytime soon. Probably not until next year at the earliest, because of assorted bureaucratic rule processes. So the best piece of advice, frankly, as always, is pay down those cards if you can. Because there is absolutely no reprieve on the horizon. Finally this morning, we have more evidence to support the FBI's investigation into whether Russia used a cyber attack to blow up that LNG facility in Texas that I briefed you on yesterday. So here's why. Microsoft released a report that Russian government hackers have conducted hundreds of cyber operations all around the world since they started their invasion in Ukraine. And no other country got more attention than the United States. We were attacked with greater frequency by Moscow than any other nation that they targeted. Microsoft said that these hacks went after think tanks, government agencies, and here it is, energy companies. The low-end assessment was that Moscow was successful in its hacks about 29% of the time. And to emphasize, these are just the attacks that Microsoft caught. There are many more that go undetected or unattributed to anyone, to any government, which is sort of the point when you're dealing with cyber attacks. Regardless, this underlines the cyber threat that Russia poses in this war of attrition, not just to Ukraine, but to us, and maybe that LNG plant in Texas. No matter what, I will continue to watch for developments because this is a really big story. And that, ladies and gentlemen, concludes your morning brief. As always, we close out the show reminding each other of why we are here, talking about our country and our world. It's the creed of every good spy and every smart American. It's from John chapter 8, verse 32. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Good day.
What is the No Spin News all about?
You know that this is a fact-based analysis news program. You know that. We avoid speculation. We don't do conspiracies here. We don't do party politics here. We're not nonpartisan. That's wrong. Not that. Okay, we are advocates for a stronger America and a more just society. We don't believe in communism. We don't believe in socialism. We don't believe in nihilism. We don't believe in the progressive woke culture. We think it is un-American. We don't support that. So you should know what we are, and it would then crystallize what we do.
Listen to the No Spin News. Subscribe to Bill O'Reilly's podcast feed wherever podcasts are available.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.